Welcome to episode 1197 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week we continue our series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look. And as we did all of last week, we will examine what we can learn about the character, ministry, and purpose of Jesus through song. Today, we're diving into a powerful contemporary gospel track that beautifully encapsulates a foundational truth of our faith, Jonathan McReynolds' God is Good. McReynolds, known for his authentic lyrics, soulful melodies, and relatable approach to worship, offers us more than just a catchy tune. He delivers a profound reflection on divine faithfulness. Jonathan McReynolds stands out in contemporary gospel for his introspective and honest songwriting. His music often feels like a conversation, a wrestling with faith's complexities, rather than a simple declaration. God is good is no exception. While it resonates with the spirit of the familiar call and response phrase, God is good all the time. All the time God is good. McReynolds' rendition focuses on the core declaration, God is good. He imbues this truth with a fresh, reflective depth, exploring how even our struggles and bad days can ultimately serve to prove his goodness. It's not a naive statement uttered without thought, but a declaration of faith forged in the crucible of real-life experience. He brings a modern sensibility to this ancient truth, inviting listeners to truly believe in God's steadfast nature, even when circumstances are challenging or confusing. His song serves as a musical anchor, reminding us the goodness of God is not dependent on our feelings or our immediate surroundings, but is an intrinsic, unchanging attribute of his very being. It's a testament to choosing faith and praise, not just when things are easy, but through every season.
May your struggle keep you near the cross, and may your troubles show and may your battles in the way they should. And may your bad days prove that God is good. And may your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your struggles keep and may your troubles show that you need God. And may your battles in the way they should. And may your bad days prove that God is good. See, may your whole life prove that God. See, may your struggles keep you near the cross, and may your troubles show that you need God, and may your battles in the way they should, and may your bad days prove that God. See, let your whole life prove that God is good.
Thank y'all so much for coming out. May your bad days prove that God is good. May your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your bad days prove that God is good. Come on. May your whole life, yeah.
Let's get deep. When we reflect on Jesus' ministry, we see the goodness of God in action, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, welcoming the outcast, and comforting the grieving. In Jesus, we see a God who draws near in suffering rather than staying distant. Each lyric of this song becomes a reminder that Jesus is God's goodness made tangible, walking with us through every struggle. May your struggles keep you near the cross. This line points us directly to Jesus, whose cross is the place where God's goodness and justice meet. Our struggles often reveal our dependence, stripping away illusions of self-sufficiency and leading us to the Savior who understands pain intimately. Jesus does not promise a life without struggles, but he promises his presence within them. When we remember his suffering for us, we understand that God's goodness does not mean a life free from hardship, but a life where hardship is infused with hope, purpose, and divine companionship. Reflecting on this lyric helps us appreciate that Jesus' sacrifice is the anchor of God's goodness in the storms we face. May your troubles show that you need God. Jesus' ministry constantly invited people to recognize their need for him. The woman at the well, blind Bartimaeus, Zacchaeus up in a tree, the paralytic lowered through a roof. Each encounter was an invitation to see that our greatest need is met in him. This lyric reminds us Jesus is not just a helper in trouble. He is the one we need most. In every season of trouble, we can turn to him, finding grace and mercy in our time of need. The words of Hebrews 4, verse 16 are particularly relevant. Let us then, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Our troubles, viewed through Jesus, become doorways to deeper dependence and faith. Ultimately, God is good calls us to look at our lives and, despite bad days, declare God is good. The cross and resurrection of Jesus are the ultimate proof of this goodness. Jesus willingly endured betrayal, torture, and death so we could have eternal life and reconciliation with the Father. Because of Jesus, we can say God is good, not as wishful thinking, but as a testimony anchored in the reality of Christ's sacrificial love. The empty tomb is a declaration that even in the darkest moments, God is still working for good. Where have you seen God's goodness in your struggles, and how has it led you closer to Jesus? What troubles in your life are revealing your need for God today? How does reflecting on Jesus' sacrifice help you trust in God's goodness even on your hardest days? As you listen to songs like God is Good or You Are Good, let each lyric draw you back to Jesus, who is the living proof of God's goodness in your life. Let his presence comfort you, his sacrifice humble you, and his love compel you to live in gratitude and trust, declaring with confidence, God is good. Father, thank you for showing your goodness through Jesus, who lived among us and gave his life for us. Help us to see your goodness in every season, trusting that Jesus is with us in our struggles and troubles. May our lives reflect gratitude and faith as we rest in your unchanging goodness and love. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.